All right, we're gonna hang on a minute, head to the phones with some kicking ass. Fucking, where the fuck is the fucking button, motherfucker? Ah!
Hey, yo! Is she a hoe?
Fuck yeah!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. 866 Joe Faction for Dude and My Slut, because if you're loose around the old uterus. Oh, fuck. Oh, I don't have an album out that's rapping. You gotta give us a call and we'll sort you out. Hello, Chris. Welcome to Dude and My Slut.
Hi.
It's great to have you here, Chris. How old are you?
I am 24.
24? Do you shave your vagina completely?
Yes, I do.
How many do you do it every morning?
Not every morning, no.
Every
other day.
Every second day. When you shave it, do you ever get aroused by looking at your own vagina when you're shaving it?
Not really, no.
I would. Do you ever shave it and think, today could be your lucky day, my vagina?
Could be.
Right. Let's hear your question.
Alright, dude, am I a slut if I had met one of my certain old managers? I was a waitress at a certain Aussie-themed restaurant, and I met him at a bar, and we were sitting there, of course, having drinks, having a good time, and I'm just, you know, I've got on, like, a long hippie skirt. Well, he, you know, slips his hand up my skirt, starts fingering me at the bar, which is...
Wait a minute, whoa. Your old manager was finger-blasting you at a bar?
Red Dragons.
Yes.
Okay, and then what happened? Man, okay, who finger blasts people at bars anymore? What the hell? How, he's a manager? How old is he?
He was 29 at the time. I was 22.
Was that just at a bar or at the bar of your restaurant?
No, it wasn't the bar at the restaurant. Okay, it was like a local laid-back place.
You finger blast somebody at TGA Friday, you're on fire. You gotta get it. I want to read your book. You need a book immediately. Wait a minute. That might be the name of my book. Finger blast at TGI Fridays. I would pick that up and read. I'd be like, what does that say on the book? I gotta read this cocksucker's book. This guy's seen some shit. Okay, so anyway, you're getting finger blasted at a bar, and then what happened?
Okay, so of course, you know, after a few minutes, we decide to leave the bar. Well, he leaves first behind him, and we just walked around the corner of the bar, and there was like a little fenced-in place. You know, there's apartments above the bar. And there was an AC unit, like, in that little fenced-in place. So we just decided, hey, there's a good place. And so I pretty much just lay down on the AC unit, and he raw-dogged me, and it was great.
Was the fan going? Was the fan going on the AC?
Oh, yeah, was the fan going? Good question, Grand Cup.
Yeah.
Was the fan going?
The fan? The fan?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. No.
Right. Was it cold?
Back was pretty scratched up.
Your back? Was it cold outside?
No, it felt good outside. It was, you know, 70 or so.
Did you have jeans on or a dress?
No, I had on a skirt, like one of those long hippie skirts. You know?
And did you have panties on?
No.
You went to the bar with no panties.
Right, well, it's a long skirt, so, I mean...
No, I don't give a... You can talk it up all you want, you big slut. You're saying you went to the bar with no panties on, and then you were making out with him at the bar, and then he ran his hand up and realized he had no panties, so he finger-blasted you. When he was finger-blasting you in the bar, did you open your legs to accommodate?
Yes, I did.
Right, and did you grab his bulge at any time in the bar?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bullshit.
Scoop
for the goose, scoop for the gander. So anyway, then you went outside, and did you take your skirt off, or he was just pumping you from there?
Yeah, I just lifted my skirt.
Did your boobs come out?
Yes, a couple times.
They came out, and then they went back in?
Well, I had my shirt on, like, the back of the AC unit, you know, I was laying on it, and it was hurting my back, so... down again, you know,
because
it was just like I was laying on those little grooves.
Right, and
so he's tried again with the fan on.
So he, yeah, so then, so he was pumping you. He was on top of you. Did he take his pants off, or he just undid his fly?
No, they were around his ankles.
His pants were around his ankles, and he pumped you, and you said it was really good.
It was really good.
So you climaxed.
Yes, I did.
And he did as well.
Yes, he did.
And where did he climax?
He just turned around and was like in the middle of the Princeton area.
Oh my God.
You know?
He just turned around.
He just turned away and jerked off onto the, floor. That's just so shitty. That doesn't even make any sense. It's like the best part, you turned away from her. It's like
a
comedian
back in the bar.
It's like a comedian telling a joke, and then when he says it, tells the punchline, he goes to the bathroom and tells it to the toilet bowl.
Yeah, he just kind of turned away, you know.
It is, isn't it? It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, at least put it on her leg or something. I don't get it. Right. Like, you're right there. Like, move the skirt up and just
smack the knee, something.
Do it around the area.
Put it in the fan.
Yeah, put it in the fan. Like, at least, so you didn't actually see the load come out?
Well, no, I don't think it did. Because he just, you know, like, aimed a different direction, and there it went. Like, it wasn't on me. It could have been on the bed. It could have been on the grass. Yeah.
Did you see, was he stroking it when he turned away?
Yeah, but only for a second.
Sometimes it's all it takes.
Yeah, well, so he pulled out and turned away. And so you came first, obviously.
Oh, of course.
And did you tell him that you were coming?
Yeah.
And then he said, "I'm going to come," and then he turned away and jerked off onto the grass.
What?
Are you sitting on the air conditioner now?
What?
Oh, it was really loud. I thought she was sitting on the air conditioner.
And then after that, did you guys go back into the bar, or what happened?
I went back into the bar. He had to go home.
Man. Yeah, if he was listening right now, he would say this. You're a slut.
Thank you.
Yeah, wow. Thank you, Chris. See you later. Man.
That was a winner.
That was just like a sweet good story, man.
Yeah.
Man, it's girls like that that make the world go around, don't they?
Yeah. Hey, yo, you see a hoe? My mother thinks that I'm a slut. Caught with too much up my
butt. I love the taste of straight up nuts. Dude, you see a slut? Yeah! Welcome to Dude to My Slut, Wendy.
That's a hard one to follow, that girl.
Yeah, but give it a whack, Wendy.
Okay, my husband wants me to sleep with my ex. And I don't want to.
Is his name Chris Angel?
No, it's not.
Does he want to be there?
Good question.
He wants to watch. I don't know if he necessarily wants to be there, or if he just wants me to video see it. He wants to see it.
He wants to watch your ex-boyfriend bone you.
Yes.
Have you told your ex-boyfriend this?
No.
How does he know your ex-boyfriend?
Well, when I was dating him, my ex-boyfriend, I was friends with my husband. So he knows a lot about my ex-boyfriend.
When was the last time you had sex with your ex-boyfriend?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I've been married to my husband for like 8 years.
Did you tell your husband that your ex-boyfriend had a smaller penis than his?
No, he has a bigger one. No.
Did you tell that to your husband?
Right.
Yes, I did.
Right. Dude is a gay! Fuck yeah! Yes, he is. No. You're not a slut.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Creepy.
That is creepy. Weird.
Isn't that creepy?
It's really creepy. Yeah.
I'm just not going for that. I'm sorry. Oh, come on, you shit! That's it.
Oh, God!
Babe, you know what would really be awesome? I can come on, you shit!
I can come on, you shit! Oh, Jack, boy, I can come on, shit! Can you bring your explorer right over? I want to see you come out of shit.
Can you bring a cock in my eye? I want to see you go out of shit.
Yeah, there's a bigger cock than me.
It's huge cock is coming out of shit. Tell him to take a shit and come out of Oh, man. People get bored easy, don't they?
Yeah.
It make any sense. We should leave, right?
Yeah, probably. That was a good, even if it was a short dude in my ass sled, it was a good one.